Hello and welcome to Bastards and Broken Things, a podcast dedicated to House of the Dragon and Game of Thrones, brought to you by the lovely people at Fan Critical. I am your host, Sir Len, and joining me as always on these hot take adventures is my cupbearer, my trusty squire.
Hello.
Although I'm worried after this episode that he might try to kill me for some gold dragons and flee to Pentos. It's Gareth.
Well, maybe, but maybe I'll be doing that as cover so that we can run away and be lovers together.
Mm. Yep, let that sink in, listeners. You decipher what's really going on. How you doing anyway? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited to talk about this episode, which
ooh,
is good.
So you're saying all the other times you're not excited? Is that what you're saying?
I think as a retrospective, yeah, compared to this one, I'm...
Oh, compared to this one. There you go.
We're falling dangerously close to hot take territory, which we're not ready for just yet.
Yeah, not just
how
yet, because Gareth, of course, the way this works is, well, I'm very good, mate, but, much better than I was last week. But the way this works is, of course, we come to you pretty soon after having watched the episode to give you our unfiltered, unsullied thoughts before we do our deep dive later in the week with the other members of Fan Critical. We know that many of you listeners are gagging for any sort of information or take on the latest episode, and obviously we can't give you all the deep dive stuff straight away. Yeah, we need to work on that. We need to make serious notes, do some serious research, rewatch the episode. Yep. That's why we come to you right now, straight after the episode. What are we thinking about episode 7? Episode 7, Gareth. You enjoyed Driftmark?
I thought it was the best episode of the series. I thought it had the best scene in the series. Really enjoyed it, and I was, do you know what? I felt a little bit worried after last week, after I listened to the deep dive episode, and John articulating some of his concerns and Lucy kind of agreeing with them. I found myself being like, yeah, fuck, maybe they are saying how I've been feeling, but not quite realizing about this show. And I was a little bit concerned. And then I watched this episode and I was like, no, do you know what? John, Lucy, you can have your cynicism. What was I worried about? I really enjoyed it. And I'm back on board.
Oh, that's very good news. I also thought it was possibly the best episode of the season. I thought last week was pretty good as well. But I don't want to score it or anything because that's for the deep dive, yeah?
It is.
We're here for some hot, juicy... hot D takes. Hot take number one. Don't know why I said it weird like that.
We do all of them.
This is a negative. Yeah, we'll try. This is a negative. How fucking dark were some of these scenes?
Like mental.
Visually.
I was so annoyed. I had to go and close all the curtains.
Yes.
I was just like, "What? Stop filming shit. Stop making it nighttime. Like, it doesn't need to be. There was no need.
So, for a bit of context here, obviously the end of Game of Thrones, season 8, episode 3, The Long Night, which is, I think, a fantastic episode of television. Mm. They fucked up because they filmed it, well, they graded it too dark. Whether or not they filmed it too dark is another conversation. There was a lot of chat about, like the Battle of Helm's Deep. It was being like, compared to that, and like how that you can see everything, even though it's nighttime and it's pitch black, you can see everything, and it makes sense. It doesn't matter, It's the sacrifice of enjoyment for realism, And I felt I've just invested in a very, very big 4K Samsung, top of the range, latest model,
it's not that big
TV, right? Where the density,
trust me, listeners, I've seen it.
The
it's
blacks,
not that big.
Yeah, it's huge, massive. The density of the blacks is meant to be really good, so you can see real detail, right? I am on this TV, can't see a fucking thing. I was like closing the blinds. It wasn't even that bright out when I was watching it. I couldn't believe what was going on. I really bad from them. to not learn their lessons from Game of Thrones. Just give us it a bit lighter. Like, we don't need it to be dark. But that's my negative anyway, Gareth. I just thought I had to be mentioned because...
It's true. And it was confusing.
Reddit's already kicking off about it.
It was confusing as well. Like, there was... First of all, you know, we've been waiting for this Rhaenyra, Daemon, you know, moment.
Ooh.
We want to see it.
Incest,
let's see,
lover.
Let's see some of that.
Let's see the incest.
Juicy incest, let's see it. Please. But what... So I was like, it's fine. Like, I don't need to see the details of this. I get what's going on. But then it cut to, as it turns out, Aemon afterwards. But I didn't know. I thought, is that... Rhaena,
has he been like, watching?
Has he been watching? Are they angry at what's going on? Like, it took, that poor form. I'll give you a hot take.
All right, go on then.
I'm also going to give a slight negative, actually, which is annoying because this is a great episode.
Oh God!
But let's get these
great episodes.
Get these out of the way.
Negatives
get
all
these
over
out
the place.
Of the way, and then we'll get on to the good stuff later. I thought that funeral reception was fucking dull. It was like 10 minutes it went on for, of just people looking at each other. Like,
looking at each other. Just... Yeah, it was really weird.
Why?
It was really weird.
Wasn't it?
I was very worried at the start of the episode because I get what they're trying to do and I think it pays off with the tension later on. And I think this is like the building blocks of that, obviously. But it was so weird. There was like no music at times, and there was just like Daemon just glaring at people, and then it would cut to Rhaenyra, who sort of cheekily glares at Daemon, and then it would cut to Viserys, who cheekily glares at Rhaenyra, cheekily glancing at Daemon, and it just went round and round. And I was like,
and then Alicent looks angry.
Yeah, it was so weird. Anyway, you're right. Yeah. You're right. That is a
but
bizarre.
You're right. Like
directional choice.
Again, in hindsight, we can see what they were trying to do. I think all the tension that came out later would have worked without having to see, you know, people staring at each other for 10 minutes. But anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, hot take three. Don't know why I'm doing it like that again. Family feuds. I've written here. The hall scene. With the fallout from Aemon's eye being fucked up, I thought was excellent. And I've written in my notes, Quentin Tarantino-esque in terms of tension. Because you know how those Tarantino scenes, he just sort of like, it just goes around the room and it keeps going around the room to different people and dialogues, you know, and you know something's going to kick off any second and you're just waiting for it to kick off, but you don't know when it's going to kick off. And I thought the performances were great. I loved how the battle lines are literally drawn in this scene. Like, there's literally a shot which is like one side versus the other side. It's a prelude.
And a guy
to things
with a piece of chalk drawing a line down the middle of the hall.
Yes. Yeah.
Bizarre.
I thought it was great.
I loved it. I think that's my favourite scene of the series so far. Tarantino-esque, yeah. I didn't quite think of it that way because there weren't enough conversations about, you know,
random
totally
shit.
Arbitrary nonsense like burgers or anything.
That then suddenly turns to garbage.
But no, it was brilliant. And you're right, the acting was great. Acting from the kids was really good as well.
Good.
I think this
very good
little actor for Aemon, I think he's quality. Everybody loves Aemon, eh?
I don't think they will. Spoiler warning, but I don't think they will.
This scene deserves more attention. I was going to morph it into another hot take, but before we do, let's properly dissect it, I think. Viserys did well here. Like, he actually did reasonably well.
Yeah,
like,
he smashed it.
Given the circumstances, and you know his desire to kind of just avoid conflict at all costs. That's his driving motivation, isn't it? But you know, everything's out in the open. Everybody knows where everybody stands, and the only thing preventing it from erupting in this moment is Viserys.
Oh yeah, It's just a sign of things. I was surprised he had that much energy to scream the way he did and, like, you know, kick and, you know, put his foot down, because
your grandsire demands it.
Nay, your king demands it. The moment he's dead, which is obviously coming, because look at the state of him, for fuck's sake. He looks like a shambles man.
I think he looked shambles man. I thought he looked even better than he did last week. Yeah.
Shambleman. Even Damon's like, the gods haven't been kind to you. He's like, yeah, well, fuck it. Yeah, true. Damon still looks the day he did it, episode one. He still looks
as
the same.
As aged a day.
You're right. Viserys was very good in this scene. What's your morphing take?
Morphing into Aemon, just the transformation. And this is one of the things that I think has made me reevaluate what John and Lucy were saying, which I totally agreed with last week, when they were talking about the fact that it's kind of hard to get invested in these characters in a way. Like, it's hard to know who's who and who relates to who, and we have these time jumps, etc., etc. And I get that. But here's a character that we don't know that much about. We've seen him for one episode before this one, and I cared a lot when he went up to Vhagar, and like, I knew he wasn't going to die. I knew that wasn't going to happen, but I still was like, oh, come on, Aemon, you can get your dragon. You can show them that you're better than just a pig rider. And
yeah.
And then 5 minutes later, I'm like, oh my God, this kid is going to be the biggest fuckhead
dickhead
in the world, yeah. Obviously. Yeah. Like, And it worked for me. Like, that transformation was convincing. It was compelling. I really, really yeah. enjoyed his episode.
I thought seeing Vhagar as well, morphing into another morph, just morphing all over the place. Seeing Vhagar was awesome. She looks amazing. Obviously, at this point, she is the oldest dragon alive, therefore the biggest, because they get bigger as they get older, hence why Balerion was fucking huge. To put this in perspective, she should be roughly 3 times bigger than Drogon right now. Which is absolutely massive.
Big girl.
You could sense the scale.
But even so,
you could sense the scale.
Even so, when she was sleeping, kind of cute.
Yeah, cute. Well, we like, and that's what I was talking about, Gareth. Emotions with these fucking dragons, man. They're giving it to us. Now, I'm annoyed we still haven't seen any more of Rhaenyra and Syrax, because that's a fucking cool relationship, needs to be explored. Caraxes has taken a back seat recently as well, Bloodworm.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we've seen Sea Smoke, we've seen Melly's, Princess, whatever her face is, dragon, you know, Driftmark, call his wife. Why am I struggling with her name? This is why Hot Takes Rhaenys. Raw, unsullied. Rhaenys, yes. Seen her.
That's
dragon.
Right. It's so unfiltered. It's seeing hot the takes. Dragons. It's I thought fine. It was. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, hot takes. It was cool to see all the dragons as well, like at the funeral. I quite like that.
Yeah, in their little black suits and little black tie.
Yeah, looking sharp, weren't they?
Well, looking
Jesus,
sharp.
Imagine that.
Right. Yeah, I don't suits. Agree with you though. I don't think they are giving us personality. Like, what, sleeping dragon? Sleeping isn't a personality, mate. That's
no, because Vhagar last week was like, nah, I don't want to burn you to death. You're my rider, you know. And then she sort of sighed a bit, you know. She was like, no. And then she did it, you know. I thought Vhagar's got some emotion.
Sure. Okay. Well, we've seen that.
Come on now.
Tell me anything about the personality of any of the other dragons.
Bloodworm loves a fight. No. Bloody loves
based
it.
Based on what?
Yeah. Yeah, the other one.
What's his personality?
Big into origami.
Yeah,
really big into origami. What about a hot take here, Gareth? Bye bye, Laenor, which I thought was interesting. This is no spoiler. He dies in the books. It's not like they've changed anything. But once again, they're definitively saying, "Oh, this is how he died." And I thought it was very interesting to see the darker side of Rhaenyra here. Because like I said, and I still think, even though Rhaenyra's done this thing with Daemon, I still think she's way better than Alicent. Alicent's a fucking idiot. Like, I just have no... I can't align myself to the Greens in any way, shape or form. But it was, they're trying to level the playing field here, you know, aren't they?
Well, yes. And I mean, I think you said in the last episode, that, you know, essentially they have to, it's all very one-sided, like it's hard to root for anybody else.
Oh, definitely.
But I don't know. Did you miss the last 20 seconds of this episode?
No, I didn't, no.
Yeah. What happened in it?
I saw it, I'm just saying, what do you mean? It killed Lainor.
Yeah, that's what, yeah. That was the initial impression that you were given. But the last 20 seconds...
Oh, God, that was him on the boat.
Who the fuck did you think was on the boat?
Holy shit.
What did you think that scene was?
Oh, my God. This is why we do hot takes.
Do not edit this out, because I know what you're like. You'll go, oh,
no,
yeah.
Of course not. No, I won't. Genuinely, I finished the episode like 20 minutes ago, and I was, and I'm, this is full disclosure, listeners, I thought the episode was done, because do you know what happens on my screen? There's subtitles that come on the bottom, and when it's finished, it says closed captioning done by these people. Yep. Like, it just,
for sure.
So that I know the episode's finished. So
it means there's no more dialogue.
So I was getting up just to let the dog in, and I must have missed it. And then I glanced and I saw someone pull their hood back, and I was like, oh, they're just ferrying in, what's his face, to the Sir Carl.
Yeah.
Sir Carl. They're ferrying Sir Carl to Pentos. That's fucking, oh my God, that's blown my mind. That's hot takes for you,
so
people.
So what did you...
We come to you unsullied.
What did you think I was talking about when I said you and I are going to get on a boat and be secret lovers in another continent?
What did I think about that? I thought it was a genuine request, and I've already packed my bags.
It's something for you to think about, but yeah.
Wow, that's blown my little marbles.
I love that.
Wow, that's... I'll tell you what, dear listener, there's going to be some excellent deep dives that I've got related to books, the books on that situation. Wow, very, very interesting. So, and I really like it, Gareth.
It's I thought it was great, but it does undo the evening of the green versus black in terms of empathy, doesn't it? Because they went,
correct.
Shit, well, we don't actually want to kill Lainor, whereas Alicent would just chop his head off, be done with it.
Mm. Well, it's interesting. I'll tell you what will be interesting is to discuss in the deep dive whether or not we believe that Rhaenyra knows about this fake out. You know, so Carl might be pulling a fast one on everyone with Lainor. Do you know what I'm saying? Rhaenyra and Daemon might think that Lainor is actually dead.
Well, remember what Daemon said to Sir Carl?
Yeah, said witnesses, right? Yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is, that's interesting, because I don't think Daemon's the sort of person who likes loose ends. Okay, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I did wonder that. I did think, this is a loose end. Mm. This could spell trouble, troublesome, trouble might. He could be a trouble mite.
Trouble mites, yes. Oh, no. Nice Rick and Morty reference there. Okay, wow. Yeah, that's... you know what? It's not often I come off these hot takes learning something. And I have today. I have. And I'm going to go back and just rewatch that scene right now.
I'm glad I could enlighten you.
But that's the point of hot takes, Gareth. They're raw, you know? These mistakes can happen. And also... when you're juggling a kid and a dog who's a Great Dane,
don't juggle them.
You think the episode's
finished.
That's
dangerous, mate.
Yeah, don't juggle them. Never juggle them.
Fruit is the only thing you should be juggling.
Yeah, true. Fruit and those little hacky sack balls. They're also acceptable. All right, well, that's it for hot takes, I think, Gareth. I think we've gone into some detail there. And
wait, I always like to give a half hot take, a tepid take at the end.
Okay,
have ramped up Crispin's Bellendery so much. Like,
oh, yeah.
He is... Like, I will never call him Sir Criston again. He is properly Crispin, and he's just sniggering. Oh, yeah. Sniggering and in the corner at everything
I genuinely...
says.
Yeah. Oh, it's so pathetic. I literally thought he was going to try and take Jacaerys' eye, you know, at one point. I was like... if you step up to do this, mate, I'm going to fucking jump into that TV and kill you myself. All right? Don't you fucking go near these kids.
Doesn't matter if it's 4K. Dickhead. Ultra HD. It's...
I've got that new TV where you just, if you want to go into it, you can. Yeah.
But you can't see anything if it's
that
night,
good.
So.
No, you, I mean, go into a scene where it's well lit. okay? Because otherwise you're fucked. You never find your way back out again. Over. Anyway, we digress. Thank you, Sir Gareth, for joining me for the hot take. Of course, the deep dive is out in a few days' time. You can write to us at fancriticalpodcast@gmail.com and let us know your thoughts or how much of an idiot I am for missing that last thing in the episode.
It happens, mate.
Right in. Let me know I'm a dickhead.
We're all human.
But say it in a nice way, yeah? We're all human, yeah? So thank you, lovely listeners. That's fancriticalpodcast@gmail.com. And we will catch you on the deep dive in a few days' time with the rest of the crew. See ya.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.